Let's get a finance update now with Alicia Barry.
Good morning, James. Wall Street initially picked up from what was the worst sell-off in the previous 3 days since 2011, thanks to positive earnings and a rebound in small-cap stocks. Since then, it's been paring back some of its earlier gains as a steep decline in energy shares, in line with falls in global oil prices, overshadow the gains. Energy shares in the S&P 500 index have dropped around 20% since the all-time high in June, as oil prices have plummeted. Late in the session on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 20 points or a tenth of a percent to 16,296. The broader S&P 500 index is two tenths of a percent higher at 1,878, and the Nasdaq Composite is also two tenths of a percent stronger. In corporate news, the US banking giant JP Morgan Chase has reported a third quarter profit of $5.6 billion, reversing a loss the same time last year. Separately, rival Citigroup has posted a profit of $3.4 billion. A number of geopolitical issues, including Ebola, have traders worried that weak global growth could hurt the economy, so global oil prices are dropping. In London, Brent crude fell another 4% to a fresh four-year low, and West Texas Intermediate crude oil also shed 4% to $81.79 a barrel. Across the Atlantic, European shares turned positive in late trade, tracking gains on Wall Street after those positive company earnings. In London, the FTSE 100 index gained 26 points or 0.4% to 6,393. In futures trade in Australia, the SPY 200 is trading flat at 5,179, and the Australian dollar has slipped a little against a strengthening greenback since yesterday's close in Asia. Right now, James, it's worth 87.03 US cents.
Alicia Barry, thank you very much.